Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Excellent is your name. Excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Let us begin to worship him. Because our God is so good. He is so, so good to you, to me, to every members of your family. Our God is so kind, he's so marvelous, he's so wonderful, he's so great, he's so excellent, he's so awesome in our lives, individually and collectively as his people. What a promise keeper, what a mighty God, what a great restorer, what a God that gives hope, the God that is marvelous. I want you to worship him, praise him, because his mercy endures forever, because his mercy never comes to an end in your life, in my life, in our lives. Our God is so great in mercy. We thank him for his mercy that we enjoy day in, day out. Every moment we give him praise. Thank him for the grace that is available in abundance for you and for me. That do we appreciate in the name of Jesus. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. I want you to think of the goodness of the Lord. I want you to think of his marvelous works in your life. The psalmist said, when I think of the goodness of the Lord, I will shout hallelujah. I want you to take this time to just think of his goodness from January 1 up to today. Isn't God so good to you, so marvelous to you? I want you to sing it confidently. I want you to sing it with every power in you that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Oh, you are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. That Yoruba song say, because the mercy of the Lord endures forever. Because his love for you and for me is everlasting. Because he's faithful to his mercy towards you and towards me. Nitori teshe anu yi duro laila. Tori teshe anu yi duro. Tori pe se anu yi duro. Tori pe se o baba. torí pé ṣe àánú yín dúró. Torí pé ṣe àánú yín dúró. Torí tẹ ṣe àánú yín dúró. Torí pé ṣe. Torí pé ṣe o bàbá. Torí tẹ ṣe àánú yín dúró. The Bible says that if not God that have showed us mercy, we will have been consumed. Àánú la rí gbà. It's not because of your goodness. It's not because of your good works. It's not because you know how to pray. It's not because you know how to sing. It's not because you know how to read the scripture. It's not because of anything that you have done. It's just by His mercy. Àánú ni mo rí gbà o. Àánú ni mo rí gbà. Àánú ni a rí gbà o. Àánú ni a rí gbà. Wíwá láyé wa lónìí o. Àánú ni a rí gbà. Àánú ni a rí gbà o. Àánú ni a rí gbà. Wíwá láyé wa lónìí o. Àánú ni a rí gbà. Kìí ṣe mímọ ṣe wá. Kìí ṣe tòdodo wá o. Àánú Ọlọ́run ni o. Àánú ni a rí gbà. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Oh daddy, you are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Daddy, we thank you because it's by your mercy that we can come again unto this throne of grace. Father, tonight, oh God, by the mercy available at the throne of grace again for us, we will get grace for help even at this time. That we have come, oh Lord, to seek you. And we know we will not go by the same. For your word said, those who seek the Lord will find him. For your word said that those who seek you will find you. For you said that you will reward them that seek you. Those that call upon you, you will answer. We have come again tonight to call upon you, our God. To call upon you, our graceful daddy. Our merciful daddy. Our God that so much loves us. That His mercy towards us can never come to an end. Daddy, we appreciate you, Lord. Father, on this mountain tonight, we receive open heaven in the name of Jesus. Upon this program, upon every soul, everywhere we may be, Father, we pray, Lord, open heavens in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we come against principalities and powers, wicked spirit in high places. We render them useless and powerless concerning our gathering of tonight. In the name of Jesus, we receive the grace that as we decree your word, as we declare your word upon our lives, so shall it be, according as it's written in heaven, that heaven will sound it, heaven will sign it, we seal it. In the name of Jesus, that we therefore decree and declare that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over us individually, over us collectively, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Forever your name be praised, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the entrance of your words, O Lord, even give us understanding and empower us, O Lord, to be able to continue our Christian journey and even to be able to know that we are yours and you are for us and you have hope for us and we have hope in you, and you will restore us back even gloriously, even as it was, even at our creation, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Tonight we are going to the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, and the topic for today is promise of hope and restoration. Promise of hope and restoration. Our God is a gracious God. I'm reading from the easy-to-read version, Jeremiah 33. If you have your Bible, you can open with me. But if not, listen as I read. While Jeremiah was still locked up in the courtyard of Gath, the message from the Lord came to him a second time. The Lord made the earth, and he keeps it safe. The Lord is his name. He says, Judah, pray to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you important secrets. You have never heard these things before. The Lord is the God of Israel. This is what he says about the houses of Jerusalem and about the palaces of the kings of Judah. The enemy will pull these houses down. They will build ramps up to the top of the city wall. They will use sword and fight the people in these cities. The people in Jerusalem have done many bad things. I am angry with them. I have turned against them, so I will kill many people there. The Babylonian army will come to fight against Jerusalem. There will be many dead bodies in the houses in Jerusalem. But then I will heal the people in that city. I will let them enjoy peace and safety. I will make good things happen to Judah and Israel again, and make them strong as in the past. They sinned against me, but I will wash away that sin. They fought against me, but I will forgive them. Then Jerusalem will be a wonderful place. The people will be happy. People from other nations will praise it. When they hear about the good things happening there, they will hear about the good things I am doing for Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. You people said that your country is an empty desert. There are no people or animal living there. It is now quiet in the streets of Jerusalem and in the towns of Judah, but it will be noisy there soon. There will be sounds of joy and happiness. There will be the happy sounds of a bride and groom. There will be the sound of people bringing their gifts to the Lord's temple. They will say, praise the Lord, all powerful. The Lord is good. His faithful love will last forever. They will say this because I will again do good things to Judah. It will be as it was in the beginning. This is what the Lord said. The Lord all-powerful says, this place is empty now. There are no people or animal living there. But there will be people in all the towns of Judah. There will be shepherds and there will be pastures where they will let their flocks rest. Shepherds will count their sheep as the sheep walks in front of them. They will be counting their sheep all around the country, in the hills country, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and in all other towns of Judah. Verse 14 of Jeremiah 33. This message is from the Lord. I made a special promise to the people of Israel and Judah. The time is coming when I will do what I promised. At that time, I will make a good branch grow from David's family. That branch will do what is good and right for the country. When he rules, Judah will be saved. The people of Jerusalem will live in safety. This will be his name. The Lord makes things right for us. The Lord says, someone from David's family will always sit on the throne and rule the family of Israel. And there will always be priests from the family of Levi. They will always stand before me and offer burnt offering and sacrifice grain offering and give sacrifice to me. This message from the Lord came to Jeremiah. The Lord says, I have an agreement with day and night. I agreed that they will continue forever. You cannot change that agreement. Day and night will always come at the right time. If you could change that agreement, then you could change my agreement with David and Levi. Then descendant from David will not be the king, and the family of Levi will not be the priest. But I will give many descendants to my servant David and to the tribe of Levi. There will be as many as the stars in the sky. No one can count all the stars. And there will be as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. No one can count the grains of sand. Jeremiah received this message from the Lord. Jeremiah, have you heard what the people are saying? They are saying, the Lord turned away from the two families of Israel and Judah. He chose those people, but now he does not even accept them as a nation. The Lord said, if my agreement with day and night does not continue, and if I had not made the law of the sky and earth, maybe I would have left those people. Then maybe I would turn away from Jacob's descendant. And then maybe I would not let David's descendant rule over the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But my servant David, I will be kind to those people. I will again cause good things to happen to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. Beloved in the Lord, our God promised took tribes, the tribe of Israel and Judah, among the Israelites. They already believed that God has forgotten or rejected them. According to that verse that I read last, that they said that, oh, you know what? God has forgotten them. He has abandoned them. God never abandoned and can never abandon his own. He chose the clans of Judah and Israel as his own treasure and precious one among all the people on earth. How then can he forget or reject them? It's not possible. It is not. But that was what their haters and their enemies are saying, according to verse 23 to 24. That says, the Lord said to me, have you noticed? God called the attention of Jeremiah. Have you noticed how people are saying that I have rejected Israel and Judah, the two families that I chose? And so they look with contempt on my people and no longer consider them a nation. I decree and declare that God Almighty will show up for you and for me greatly before those that are looking at us with contempt. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that tonight God will arise and showcase his love for us before all that are thinking that we are no longer what God has called us or made us to be. In the name of Jesus, he will show up for us. Like the psalmist in Psalm 3 verse 1 to 2, in time of his trouble, running away from his own son Absalom that want to kill him, that wants him dead, he cried unto God about what people are saying of him and his God. In verse 1 to 2 of Psalm 3, that says, I have so many enemies, Lord, so many who turn against me. They talk about me and say, God will not help him. But in verse 4, look at what happened. He cried unto God, and God answered him. When he said, I called to the Lord for help, and from his holy ears, he answered me. I decree and declare that as you and I are crying unto God tonight, he will answer us in the name of Jesus. And anytime you cry unto God, anytime you call unto him for help, he will hear you from his holy ears in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, those who said or are saying that God will not help you, God will not help me, God will not help us, they will hear and they will see help, God helping us continuously and forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, never accept or believe the talking and the noise making of the enemies, of your haters, that God is not for you, or that God has abandoned you because of your present situation. No, don't even accept that. God is a loving and a caring God. His love for us, His people, is everlasting. If we offend Him, He will correct us lovingly, but never leave us or forsake us. According to Psalm 89, verse 32 to 33, that says, if they break my laws and ignore my commands, I will punish them severely for their sins and wrongs, but I will never take my love from Him. I will never stop being loyal to Him. If truly you are a child of God, by your receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this promise is for you also, because we are of the lineage of David, here and now. If you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, will you do that tonight and begin to enjoy the unending love of God? I can lead you to receiving Christ if you have not. So if you are ready, just say with me, Lord Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I receive you as the one that came and died for my sin. I thank you for receiving me, for dying for me. And I know that as I receive you, I have become a child of God. Because the word of the Lord says, to them that receive Him gave power to become the children of God. I am a child of God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. If you have said that, I'm so happy. You are welcome to the family of Trinity. You can boldly say at any time, at all time, anywhere, that you are a child of God. You can sing it aloud. You can say it to the face of Satan that you now belong to God because you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And maybe you are looking for a Bible-living church. Please look around where you are. If not, you can contact 972-979-7035, even for discipleship, and even to continue to mentor you, even in the ways of the Lord. The Lord bless you as you do so in the name of Jesus. Continue our prayer. God is a loving God. He can never abandon His people. I want you to say, God, I thank you for your unending love towards me, and even for that love that makes you to correct me when I sin. Because He who a father loves, He corrects. He a father loves, He chastises. I want you to thank God because of His unending love for you. That when you go wrong, when you do wrong, He corrects you and He disciplines you as a child. He corrects you and disciplines you as a child. I want you to thank God. Let me tell you, a child you don't love, you don't correct. A father that does not love the child will not correct that child. Just continue doing what you are doing until he sees the destruction of that child. But God is not like that. God is always waiting. His hand is always wide open to receive us back. I want you to say, Daddy, I just thank you for your unending love towards me. And by your love, you correct and discipline me as your child. I appreciate it, Daddy, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to say, God, I thank you to know that you will never take your love from me. I'm just grateful that I know that you, my Father, you can never take your love away from me. And you will never stop being loyal to me in the name of Jesus. Begin to thank God. Let me tell you, stand on that promise of God. That word that said that I will never take my love away from you. And I will never stop being faithful, being loyal to you. That is God. Hold on to it as you continue your Christian journey. Don't let it slip out of your hand. That your God, your Father, said that that he will never stop loving you. He will never take his love away from you. And he will never stop being faithful and loyal to you. I want you to thank God for that promise. Oh, stand on that promise. Don't let it go away. What a joyous thing to know that the Almighty God will never stop loving me. And he will never stop being loyal to me. Daddy, I just thank you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. My brother and my sister, please do not buy from Satan. Whatever thing he is bringing against you, all his accusation, remember, is the accuser of brethren. Tell him that you have not sinned against him, therefore he cannot condemn you. This is what the psalmist encouraged himself with, and did not destroy himself for the guilt of the sin, but ran to his God who is able to forgive and forget his sin, according to Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12, that says, "And I will forgive the wrongs they have done, and I will not remember their sins. I decree and declare this word of God tonight. Our God will forgive all our wrongs of the past, present, and even of the future by the power of the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare that our forgiven God, our Father, will not remember our sins anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't let devil begin to bring even all those things back to your memory. Oh, that you have forgotten that you are a sinner. You have forgotten that sinner will die. You have forgotten that the wages of sin is death. Say it to his face that your Father has forgiven you. He has thrown all your sins away, even to the bottomless pit, even of forgetfulness, to bottom seed of forgetfulness. That is who your God is, and that is who my God is. He will throw our sin into the bottom of the sea of forgetfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. So I decree and declare tonight, you will bear no more that guilt in the name of Jesus. That guilt have no grip over you, over me anymore, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, because he is God that forgives and forgets, we have hope of restoration, hope of him blessing and prospering us, securing and protecting us again and again from every open doors of attack by our sin. You know, when you sin, you open door for attack. But let me tell you, hold on to God. Know that he has forgiven you. And when attack come, tell that attack to go back, that you have been forgiven. Therefore, tonight, we will go through the text for the Bible, Jeremiah 33, and pray. Decree and declare what God said he will do to his chosen people, Judah and Israel, because we are the Judah and the Israelite of today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you wonderful and marvelous things that you know not." This version says that Judah, pray to me and I will answer you. I will tell you important secret. You have never heard this thing before. Remember in the book of Deuteronomy 29:29, the Bible said the secret thing belongs to God. It's only God that can tell you that secret thing. It's only God that can show you and tell you that marvelous thing. This is the word of God. He said it, believe it, because he will bring it to pass. He is God and not man. I decree and declare, as we call on God tonight, as you call on God tonight, we receive wonderful and marvelous thing we do not know before. Tonight we begin to receive in the name of Jesus. Tonight, as we have come to seek the face of God, as we have come to pray to God, he will tell us important secrets. My brothers and my sister, be in expectation. Be open to receive. For God will begin to reveal secret things of those around you, of things going on in your life, even unto you. Because he said it, he will do it. In the name of Jesus, I am calling on you, my God, at this time. I will be blessed wonderfully and marvelously forever. So everyone on this line, as you have come to call upon you, our God, our Father, you will bless us wonderfully and marvelously tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verses 5 to 7 talked about how God showed his anger against his people because of their sins. It says that some will fight against the Babylonians, who will fill the houses with corpses, you know, destruction, because it will turn, it will give over even that land, even to the enemy, because of their sin. But look at verse 6. But I will heal this city and its people and restore them to health. I will show them abundant peace and security. I will make Judah and Israel prosperous, and I will rebuild them as they were before. Sin opened doors for the enemies of God's people, like I said, and God got angered against Judah and Israel. But remember, he's a God that forgives and forgets sins of his people because of his love, because of his mercy and grace. Our forgiving God tonight, forgive us of all our sins and evil ways. Please do not turn away from us and do not hand us over to the enemies. In the name of Jesus, forgive our lands, O God. Do not turn our lands over to the enemies. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Our merciful and loving God tonight, turn to us and heal our lives and our lands. In the name of Jesus, of all sicknesses, of all diseases, spiritual and physical. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Our merciful God, our loving God, tonight, by the power of your word, Father, do not turn away from us. Do not turn away from our lands. In the name of Jesus, Father, please turn to us and heal our lives of any sickness and diseases, physical or spiritual. Father, heal our lands of all sickness and diseases, of all affliction and infections. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want you to pray. God Almighty, by your grace and mercy, forgive and forget our sins against you and restore health back to us individually and even collectively as your people. In the name of Jesus, by your grace and mercy, Father, tonight, forgive our land, forget the sin of our land, restore health back to our land. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Please, I want us to stand in the gap for Nigeria at this time. Let us pray against famine in Nigeria. God showed me a man looking at his dying wife and children on mats in front of his house for lack of food. He himself already emaciated for lack of food. I woke up and prayed about it because Nigeria was the name dropped in my heart. Even as I woke up from that dream, I want you to pray that there will be no famine in Nigeria, that God will have mercy. We forgive and forget the sin of our land, the shedding of innocent blood in Nigeria. God will not visit Nigeria with famine. There won't be famine in the name of Jesus in Nigeria and even other nations of the world. But that is the dream I saw. I want you, my people, people of the Lord, pray for Nigeria. Father, have mercy. Forgive the sin of our land. Forgive, O Lord, the sin of Nigeria. Forgive the sin of the people of the land. And Lord, do not visit us, O Lord. Father, do not discipline us with famine, O Lord. Do not visit us, O Lord. Do not pay us back with famine, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, restore health back to Nigeria. Heal Nigeria, heal the people of the land. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, our God and our Father, according to your word, show us abundant peace in our lives, individually and collectively. Show us peace, O Lord, in Nigeria. So show us peace, O Lord, even in the world. Father, show us peace, O God. You said it, O Lord, that you will show abundant peace to your people. We are your people. Remember the blood of the Son, Jesus Christ. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, show us peace in the name of Jesus. Father, decree and declare peace, O Lord, in our lives individually, O Lord, and even in our lands in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for this is what the Lord says, that we extend peace to her like a river and wells of nation like a flooded stream. Isaiah 66:12. Oh, I want you to pray. Loving and forgiving Father tonight, by the power of this your word in Isaiah 66:12, extend to us individually, and our land speaks like a river. Pray, 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 pray. Father, according to your word, in Isaiah 66, verse 12, Father, extend peace to me, O Lord. Extend peace to every members of my household. Extend peace, O Lord, to every daughter and sons of yours. Oh, Father, extend peace, O Lord, to our nation. Extend peace, O Lord, to our land. In the name of Jesus, peace like a river, O God. Continuous peace, O Lord. Father, peace that runs through that never stops, O Lord. Father, we pray, O Lord, let wealth of nations like a flooding stream come unto us, O Lord. Father, extend wealth of nations like a flooding stream unto us, O Lord. Father, that Lord, we will not lack anything good. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 34:28, they will live securely and no one will make them afraid. They shall no more be prey for nation, nor shall there be beasts to devour them. They shall live in safety. I want you to pray. Our God and our Father, by the efficacy of your word, make us live securely in our abode, in our dwelling places, O Lord, in our lands, O Lord, in our community, O Lord, and everywhere we may go, by the power of your word, according to Ezekiel 34:28. Father, cause us to live securely in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, our Father and our God, merciful God, tonight by the power of your word, no one will make us afraid in our homes, in our lands, and wherever we may find ourselves. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. For he said, no one will make them afraid. I want you to decree and declare, according to the word of the Almighty God, in the book of Ezekiel 34:28, I will live securely. No man, no one will be able to make me afraid. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, even the same prayer for your family members, by the power of this word of God, according to Ezekiel 34:28, I decree and declare, you and I, our family members, shall not be prey for enemies or any nation. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the word of the Lord that says that we will not be prey for any nation and no beast will be able to devour us. So I decree and declare upon each and every one of us, upon us and our household members, that we will not be prey for anybody, for any beast, physical or spiritual, in the name of Jesus. Verse 7 of that Jeremiah 33 says, I will make Judah and Israel prosperous, and I will rebuild them as they were before. Our God and our Father, we are Judah and Israel of today. By this word of yours, make us prosperous in all things and in all areas of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let this word of yours, O Lord, come to pass in our lives, individually and collectively, as your people. In the name of Jesus, our God and our Father, by your grace and mercy, rebuild us as perfect as you created us, even at the beginning, even at our creation. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1:31a, God saw all that he has made, and it was very good. Oh, the psalmist says, I am wonderfully and beautifully created. Oh, you are the handiwork of God. You are good. God created you good and perfect. I want you to pray, our God and our Father, rebuild our homes, lives, and lands as they were before, to the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verses 8 to 9. You can read that by yourself. But our God is a good God. He said he will purify them. You know, he said he will forgive their sin and even our rebellious act. He said instead of bringing shame to him, oh, we will be source of joy, honor, pride, and every nation of the world will fear God. They will tremble before our God because they will hear about those good things that God will do in our life. My brethren in the Lord, this can only be God, the loving, merciful, and forgiving God. If you sin against man will trample you and destroy you. Quata, quata. Man will never have mercy, but our God is a merciful God. By his abundant grace and mercy, he determined to cleanse and purify his people from all their sin and to forgive all their wrongs. He determined to overlook their rebellious heart against him. I pray that, Lord, tonight, our God and our Father, we are your chosen people. Tonight, purify us, O Lord. Tonight, O Lord, cleanse us from all our iniquities. Cleanse us from all our sins against you in the name of Jesus. Merciful and gracious Father, tonight, forgive our sin and rebellious heart against you. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive the sins and rebellious heart of our lands, our nation, against you in the name of Jesus. My sister, my brother, when God forgives, he blesses, as it is recorded in that verse 9 of Jeremiah 33. I decree and declare, as from tonight, you and myself will be source of joy to our forgiven and restored God in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, you, my sister, you that my brother, we people of God, we will be source of joy to our Father. As from tonight, in the name of Jesus, our life will not be a reproach to him again. In the name of Jesus, he will honor his name in our lives, and we will be source of joy to him. He will look down from heaven, and he will delight in us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we, his people, will always be source of honor and pride to our God. My brother and my sisters, as from tonight, your life and my life, we bring honor and pride to our God in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, our haters and enemies, we fear and tremble, hearing and seeing the goodness of our God in our lives, individually and collectively, in the name of Jesus. Those that have thought that we cannot amount to nothing, they will see God doing a new thing in our lives. They will see him even making us to be source of honor and pride to him. And they will see it and they will tremble. Fear will grip them for that wonderful thing that God will do, for that turning around, that glorious, awesome, marvelous, excellent turning around. Glorious one, they will see it and they will tremble before your God. They will see it and they will fear God, even the God that turns things around for your good and for my good. In the name of Jesus, our loving and merciful God, by the power of your word tonight, bring prosperity to us, your people, individually. God said that he will do it. He will give you prosperity. He will cause you to prosper. He will bring me prosperity. He will cause me to prosper. He will give us good success because we are his people. And he has determined to turn things around, to restore us back gloriously. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Verse 11 to 12. We can read it by ourselves because of time. No matter what your haters or enemy are saying, please concentrate on your God. He is the one that will respond back to them in a surprising way. All the negative things they have heard or are hearing about you is nothing to compare with what Almighty God will do. For God will turn things around for your good and your favor. They will hear, they will see the goodness of God in your life, in my life, in our lands, and among God's people. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by this word of God that your haters and your enemies will begin to hear again the shout of gladness and joy as from tonight in your life, in your home, in the name of Jesus. All those that are expecting to hear bad news from you, all those that are expecting to hear bad news concerning your family members, tonight, because you are on this mountain, God will turn things around. They will hear the shout of gladness and joy from your abode, from your family. Only good things they will hear. The Bible said the sons of joy and jubilation shall be heard from the house of the righteous. So I decree and declare concerning you and me that only the sons of joy and jubilation, gladness and celebration shall be heard from our houses, from our abode, concerning every members of our household. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the shout of happiness, celebration and jubilation for all members of your household. That is what everyone will hear. That is what they will see. They will see you dancing and jubilating, jumping and praising the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in our lands, in our midst, in our families, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that in your family, in your life, in our midst, the people of God, only the song of thanksgiving and singing and of the goodness of God shall be heard in our body, in our midst, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God Almighty, the great restorer, will make us and our land prosperous again. As he has spoken, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus, your life will prosper. You will have good success. I will prosper. I will have good success with the people of God, the Israelite of today, the Judah of today. God will cause us to prosper. He will give us good success all around. Peace all around us. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 11 to 16. You can read it also. Regardless of our terrible situation, regardless of all terrible situation going on around us, in and outside, everywhere, the Lord our God, the great restorer, can restore all back, all things back. Those things that the enemy has destroyed, those things that they have plundered, God is able to turn things around. He's the mighty God. He's an awesome God. Verse 12 of that Jeremiah 33 says, the Lord all-powerful says, this place is empty now. There are no people or animals living there. But there will be people in all the town of Judah. There will be shepherds and there will be pastures where they will let their flocks rise. I decree and declare by the power of the Almighty God, the great restorer, emptiness in your life, in my life, tonight shall be filled up, even in the name of Jesus, as appropriate to the glory of God the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Emptiness in your life, in my life, and tonight, for God has come even to fill all emptiness with His glory, with His beauty, with His power, with prosperity, with good health, with sound mind, with every good thing, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that which you are looking for, that given emptiness in your life, God will provide tonight, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the word of the God Almighty, there shall be shepherds and there shall be pastors, physically and spiritually, in our lands, in the body of Christ, in your home, in my home, in the name of Jesus. We will have abundance, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by this infallible promise of God, shepherds will begin to count their sheep. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, there will be counting of sheaves for our blessings, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be unto you, that man of God, that woman of God, oh, that mother, that wife, that husband, that God will give you abundance. You will not be limited. The Lord will command fruitfulness even unto you. You are on this land, you are looking for a child. I decree fruitfulness even unto you, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare fruitfulness even upon every soul, in every area that we have been receiving or even lack of fruitfulness. Tonight I decree fruitfulness in the name of Jesus, and we shall not be limited. We will continue to increase. God will enlarge us on every side, in the name of Jesus. Verse 14. Our God is a promise keeper. Our God is a promise keeper. I decree and declare that standing on the promises of God, He will do what He promised you and I tonight, in the name of Jesus. Please don't rush. Wait eagerly. Wait earnestly for it. Though it tarries, that promise, what God says about you, about that child, about your husband, about your wife, will surely come to pass. Believe in the promiser. He cannot deny promises. Jeremiah 1:12 says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my work. I decree and declare tonight that every word that God has spoken to us tonight, He will perform them in our lives, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 15. And at that time I will make a good branch grow from David's family. That branch will do what is good and right for the company. Our Father and our God, we decree that Lord, we your children tonight, you will cause good branch grow from us all in the name of Jesus. From our family in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we are your chosen people. Let good branch come from our family that will do us good, that will do good and right for us as family and even for our country in the name of Jesus. President can come from any family. Do not underestimate yourself and your children. Remember Joseph, Saul, the king, the Benjamin. Remember even David, that shepherd boy. God made him to become king. I decree and declare that God Almighty will make good branch from your family. Say that we serve his people and that we make us to live safely in the name of Jesus. That we secure you. That your son, God, will make him a man and a woman. That your daughter, that we make good things to happen to you and to me in the name of Jesus. The Lord said the name of that person will be the Lord makes right things for us. I decree and declare that Lord will make right things for you and for me in the name of Jesus. That Lord will make right things to happen in our nation, in our lands, even in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Verse 22 to 20, 20 to 22. You can read it also. Beloved, God is a covenant maker and keeper. It's not a man that have no respect for covenant. God holds covenant as I esteem, and therefore he cannot change or break his covenant with David. I want to pray, my God and my Father, as you kept covenant with David, keep all these promises with me and my family tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, all these promises, O Lord, in Jeremiah 33. Father, as you have kept the promise with David up to now, Lord. Father, keep all these promises from me, O Lord. Because I'm of the lineage of David, by my conversion, by my accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. My Father, my God, tonight, let us and our family be as many as stars, O Lord, in the sky, O Lord. Father, let us be as many as the grain of the sand, O Lord. Father, don't let us be limited in the name of Jesus. Cause us to increase and to multiply. According as you have said in the beginning, Genesis, that you have created us to multiply and to increase and to cover the surface of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Jeremiah 30:19 says, people in those places will sing for songs of praise, and there will be sounds of laughter. I will give them many children. Israel and Judah will not be small. I will bring honor to them. No one will look down on them. I decree and declare that in our families, in our boats and land, we will always sing songs of praise in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare among us, in our dwelling places and land, there will be sounds of laughter at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that we, the Israelites and Judah of today in Christ Jesus, God will give us children. We will be great. We will multiply. We will never be small. We will never be diminished in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our God and our Father will bring honor to our families, and no one will be able to look down on us. No one is permitted to look down on you. No one is permitted to look down on me. In the mighty name of God, Jesus, as God has said it, so shall it be, that no one will look down on us. No one will look down on your son. No one will look down on your daughter. No one will look down on your mother. No one will look down on your father. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 23 to 26, you can read it yourself. Please, my brother, my sister, leave anyone and everyone to say whatever they like about you and about us.
careless about what they are saying, because we know our God has not and will not abandon us. Because he said, since he cannot break the agreement with the days and night to continue in their circle, and his love for the sky and earth does not change, then he cannot break his covenant with David. So also he cannot break his covenant with you and with me. The same God of David is your God, is my God. Believe and trust him to be always faithful. Believe God, trust him. He can never deny his faithfulness. According to that verse 26, that says, quickly, because of our time, then maybe I will turn away from Jacob's descendant, and then maybe I will not let David's descendant rule over the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But David is my servant. I will be kind to those people. I will again cause good things to happen. Hallelujah. My God and my Father, we are descendants of David. Do not turn away from us, Father. We are descendants of David by our acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Daddy, according to your word, honor this your word in our lives. Do not turn away from us. Do not turn away from our family members. Do not turn away, O Lord, from us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, our God and our Father. Since you cannot break your covenant with day and night, do not break your covenant with us, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David, in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of Abraham, God of David, you are God, our God. Father, do not break your covenant of kindness and mercy with us in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray lastly tonight, because we are the descendant of David, our God, our Father, you are the great promise keeper and covenant keeper. According to your word that you have decreed tonight in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, cause again good things to happen to us individually, collectively. Father, that good thing that we stand out, that good thing that we attract men to you in our lives, that indeed your God is God, cause it to happen in our lives, individually and collectively, and even in our lands, in the name of Jesus, our God, the great restorer. Tonight, have mercy on us. Fulfill all these your promises in our lives and restore our fortunes in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Father, we thank you. Covenant keeper, we worship you. Thank you, God of our hope and our restorer. We give you praise, we give you honor for all these that you have given unto us, and we have declared them unto us what you said concerning us. Daddy, we are in expectation, O Lord. Daddy, we shall witness every declaration, every decree that we have decreed upon ourselves tonight. So shall it be, O Lord, that it shall be evidential that we have been with you, that we have called on you and you have answered our prayers. Father, begin to show secret things around us unto us. Begin to show secret things and marvelous things for us to see, O Lord, to know, so that they will know that we are your children. Thank you, King of Glory. We thank you as we proceed into another week. Come next week, we shall all gather again. Thank you because we shall all dwell under your grace and your mercy. We will not walk outside your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Forever your name be praised. Forever your name be exalted. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Same time next week. Remain blessed. Bye-bye.